morning, everyone. It's Jennifer Lamprey on the I Love My Body Diet Radio Show. So excited to have you on and excited to just, be hanging out with everybody today. We had a full week at the Quickening, the live event that we do for the I Love My Body Diet, and I'm actually missing everybody, so I'm hoping that we'll have some wonderful women come on that were at the Quickening, and also those that are just listening that have not been involved in that, that they will share and feel free to share. This is going to be discussion format, so I'm going to share some key points, but love for you to share, and you're just going to push one to hang out and chat with us and share your point of view and some maybe experiences and stuff. So please do. So open to that. I'm just really excited. Also, I wanted to share, we had a very successful first live event. Actually, we had about 60 some odd people on Thursday night, and then the rest of the 2 days, which we are intending it that way, we had about 43 women. And again, this is something that we have been working at for about 5 months. Well, because of that, we also started or announced that we're going to be doing our next Quickening February 4th through 6th here in California. Really excited about that and already starting to plan it, have our committee that we're gathering. So excited about that. We also are having a relaunch of the program, of the three-month program. And so that's going to be October 5th. We are getting everyone ready for that. We have about 8 facilitators right now that are going to be leading these groups and are absolutely amazing, all the way from, focusing on health to weight loss, or not weight loss, but just how to love your body the way it is, depending on its weight. And so we are really excited about each woman that's stepping in. We also have alumni that are going to be supporting that. And so we have a leadership training that we've been doing. We started yesterday for 10 days that we've been into and really going deeper together to support the people that are going to be coming in for the 3 months. So we're really excited about that. But I wanted to talk about today. I just think this is such an important topic around showing up. And it's kind of, it's probably something, I don't know. I mean, showing up, what does that even mean, right? And again, if anybody's wanting to share, please push one. Love for you to share throughout this next 30 minutes or 25 minutes. But showing up. So, I'm going to use the Quickening as an example first, because that took a lot for a lot of women to get there. They drove from, some drove from Missouri, some drove from all over. They flew in from Texas, drove from Texas. They got off work. Some of these women were single moms that had to take off work to be able to be there, to leave on Wednesday. So they had to take 3 days off of money that they needed for their family. They took that off. People had to get babysitting for little babies and children and their husbands. Some husbands even stayed home from work for them to get there and do that. And, I just sit and think, what really, why did these women make this commitment and show up to that 3 days? I mean, really, when you think about that, that was a sacrifice for a lot of women. I think every woman, actually, it was a sacrifice, because there was a lot to get there. And so through that time, the things that happened for those women, I mean, there's so much we could talk about showing up, but just getting there, just getting to show up can be a huge feat in and of itself. And I think we all know that as we go through our lives and participate in different activities in our lives, whether it's marriage, children, work, church callings, community callings, just waking up in the morning sometimes is a big feat for a lot of people. And so the first thing I wanted to talk about was our why. I've been really stuck on that lately, and it's been coming up a lot, because that is such a key component to showing up in life and showing up in the different aspects. And sometimes we just act subconsciously doing things and show up subconsciously, not even really knowing our why, but we just do it because we feel drawn to do it, which is definitely a why. But to get clear on our why is so, so important. And what is your why to show up for different activities that you're doing? So I'm going to use an example. Actually, my husband and I spoke to about 300 youth and parents at a big, it was called a fireside on Sunday night. And one of the things I did ask all of the youth was their why of being, we use the word modest, how to stay modest and what modesty is. And being able to, you know, just to take care of their bodies, really to value their bodies. And what was their why and why did they do that? And one boy stood up, and I did share this on Monday, but I just think it was so, so awesome. This kid, 16-year-old kid, stood up in front of, I mean, literally in front of all these people, his peers, parents, and he was so authentic and vulnerable. And he said, you know, I was in this kick of just, I just wanted to kiss girls all the time. I wanted to kiss girls. I just had this like drive to kiss girls. And it was so awesome. First of all, he was just so open and vulnerable and just shared that. But, you know, he said he wanted to do that. And he said, as he would do that, sometimes he was actually kissing girls at times. He said, I started to realize it wasn't fulfilling me. It wasn't making me feel good. And he said, I realized that I want to have a girl that's special. I want the kissing to be special. I want it to help me connect to somebody. I want it to be something that I look forward to, and that it's for one girl, and that she's special and she means something to me. And I think about her and I dream about her and I'm excited to be with her. And, you know, and so he took it to a whole nother level. He shared what he had done and his kind of subconscious, I think just these drives of hormones and things as a boy of just getting, and she was showing up. He was showing up to kiss girls for sure. He was making that happen. He was making that drive happen. But then as he was doing it, he realized why he really wanted to kiss girls. And in that, he realized what his why was, is he really wanted to connect. He really wanted to go and have one girl that he felt connected to and felt was special. And so that was his why. And I think a lot of times we don't even realize what is our why. What's our why? And actually today in the leadership training, the 10-day training that we're doing, that's our first activity this morning, is to figure out our whys. You know, why we did that in our Thursday leadership training for the quickening with the facilitators, we actually sat and really talked about our why. Why are we in the movement? Why are women feeling drawn to be actually facilitators, to, you know, make a little bit of money, which is a why, but why are they wanting to be here and facilitate and give of each day to women to help them heal? What is it that is driving force to do that? And some were getting very clear on their why. And so it was just so important. And so I want to just sit and for all of you that are listening, hold on one sec.
In a minute, I'm almost done.
Sorry, my 3-year-old. But I want everybody just to sit for a minute and think about something that you are either wanting in your life or that you're already doing, whether it's motherhood, a business, maybe it's something you're contemplating, trying to decide, okay, well, I want to do this and I want to do this. I don't know which to do, you know, having to make a decision, and really sit and think about why do you want to do that? What is it? And even write it down. Really think about this. And I know people talk about the why. I know in all these business trainings and courses, I get it. It's all over the place, but I'll tell you, there's a purpose that it is all over the place, because I don't think we hear this enough. I don't think we do this enough. I really believe that we need to be reminded over and over and over again about our why. And that it's important to focus on that. So that's the first piece of showing up. I think it's so, so important. And so this is the next piece. Beth Banning, actually our show on Monday. And I would recommend all of you that are listening to go and listen to that show, because she really went in more detail about the value, living, being, and doing. And I think that this is my personal opinion and what I view as I watch others. What would cause us to not show up? What would be the reason that we wouldn't show up to something, or, you know, whatever it is? Why do we not show up? And this is what my feeling is on it. And maybe you that are listening have something else that you want to share. And again, push 1 if you want to share something about this. But we just talked about our why. Why do we show up? And then the second piece is, why are we not showing up? And I believe that it is that doing. I don't think that we're lazy. I think us women and men out in the world that we really do want to do, but I think we're doing sometimes because we are confused about our why, but we're also confused about, you know, there's so much in that of maybe some confusion of what we're doing, and maybe it will take from us instead of give to us when we show up. We're thinking this is going to take something from our lives. We're going to miss something, miss out on something. So, for instance, I'll use an example. There's an activity that I wanted to go to, or that I was asked to go to for a church activity. And that church activity, I was exhausted. I did not want to go. And because I thought when I go, I'm going to have to talk to people. I'm going to have to extend myself. I'm probably going to have to do some work there. Because for me, when I go somewhere, I want to participate fully. And participation for me is serving, is stepping into service and allowing myself to help support those that are even putting the events on, and or whatever it is, the activities. And so for me, I thought, well, I was exhausted, and I go and show up and know that I would have to do that because one of my values is service. I want to serve. And so for this situation, I had to look at it and go, okay, what am I feeling that I'm going to miss out on my life? Well, one of the things was just to be present. I actually was, because my exhaustion, I actually didn't want to have to do anything physical. I didn't want to have to do the things that I had been doing for the last week. And service, although something that I do every single day, I actually needed to take some time for myself. I was needing to get present with myself. And the idea of going and being involved in this activity, I didn't think I could be present with myself. So what I did was I shifted that around. I thought, okay, I want to show up. I want to be involved. But I also know that my first priority right now is getting myself back, taking care of myself. And so I went with that value of being present to myself, being present to everything around me. And what happened is I was able to just shift into just seeing and soaking in what I needed. And I allowed others to serve me. And I was able to just sit and not feel like I had to, first of all, that I had to be the life of the party, or I had to serve everybody, or I had to get up when somebody asked if they needed help, or I didn't even have to respond if they asked questions. I could just sit and just be present and listen. And that filled me. And it became my why. My why was being present. That was the value that I was looking for. So if we look at and listen to Beth Banning's Monday call, she specifically talks about values and the difference of that and goals, basically. And, you know, goals we're actively doing and we're moving to and we're doing that. But the being, the value is really important to step into the values of just being. And so I'd highly recommend checking out that show. And then another thing that I thought was really, really important, again, if anybody wants to share, please do. You just push one. So we find our value. And then the other piece is showing up takes some practice. You know, I know there was a time in my life, at different times in my life, when I would be pretty depressed and because of situations in my home that were, I didn't understand. I was very heavy and had some depression and was heavy in my spirit. And I really would sit around. I had to get rid of TV about 4 years ago because the TV was a place where I would go to and kind of unwind. And I got in a habit of watching TV for hours a day while I had my little ones. And I found that that was my escape, to not show up. I wasn't really showing up for myself, because it was really creating habits that were harming me. They really were harming me. It wasn't even a self-care type of thing where I was actually taking care of myself. I was I was actually in more harm mode than I was support. And so what I had to do is, first of all, I had to make a decision to get rid of my TV, which we do. We do have a TV now. We didn't have one until Christmas. My parents bought us one. We don't have cable, but we do have Netflix and stuff on that. But it gave me enough time to actually get away from the habit that I had created of not showing up. And in that, I made a decision to start showing up little by little. And I had to practice showing up. I had to start practicing maybe one thing. Well, and I can't even go into detail because there are so many different things that started happening in those 4 years. But, and again, those of you that just came on, we're actually talking about showing up, but we're going through the why and the why not. Why are we not showing up? Why are we showing up? Why are we not showing up? And then going into, we talked about value and finding our values of showing up. But now we're talking about practice, how to practice. And so there may be specific situations that we aren't showing up in. I know one thing that happened to me was I have a calling. My husband and I are doing the 12 steps in our church. And I really showed up. I was showing up. I was praying for it. I was really focused in showing up in a lot of different ways for that calling. And we had some really crazy stuff happen that hurt, that really created some major pain in my heart, got me doubting what I was doing and caused a lot of conflict inside. And because of that, I actually stopped showing up. I went every Thursday and went to, and did my calls, but I stopped showing up emotionally and spiritually. I wasn't there proactive throughout the week. And so I started creating a habit for about a year of kind of stepping away and not showing up fully in that calling. And so I had to, you know, reassess and say, okay, well, what is going on here? Again, to step into what values have I been stepping into maybe in other places, and what am I not experiencing here? And am I letting maybe fear overtake my values in this calling that I was having? And so I realized I had to, if I wanted to step into that, which I did, I had to step into practicing again, being showing up. And that meant even praying about the people that were in the 12-step groups. I had to start practicing. I would forget. I'd go throughout the days and I'd forget to actually practice or pray for them. And so that practice, I think, really did start help me. Now all of a sudden we have, you know, we're having more opportunity to speak to different groups, and my husband has also stepped in a little bit more, and we've been able to talk to some of the leaders and shifted some of that, and even shifted some of what we're doing. And so there's been changes because I started practicing showing up, and then the movement started happening more. Hello, is this Colette?
Adrian, yes, it's Colette.
Hi, Colette. How are you doing?
I am well. I am very well. I was thinking, I have two different thoughts. The first that I was thinking is, as you were talking about showing up and how it was, I thought sometimes showing up is difficult because it hurts. It brings about pain. Because, you know, we may have blocks, or we may have something in our life that may be really difficult because we maybe have to face something that is hard for us, and we want to avoid that pain. And I think sometimes we avoid showing up because we don't want to deal with the pain.
I think that's a really good point.
You know, so that was my first thought, and we can talk about that more if you want.
Yeah, actually, I would. Actually, and you know why? Because one of the things that I love, and I wrote this in the blog, the description is, the only failure is a failure to participate. And I wonder if some of that pain too, I was just thinking, some of that pain might be just because we're scared to fail. Meaning when we show up, sometimes when we're in an environment, especially if it's something that we're not familiar with or we're not comfortable with, we may, the pain of actually not getting what we want out of it or not succeeding. For instance, even if we just show up to, what if it is to do a talk, or it is to lead something, or whatever it is, and we aren't used to doing that, if we show up and do it, we may actually, and this is the beauty of life, is we should be in that situation to learn, to learn how to do it a little bit better, mm-hmm. to refine and master those things that we step into. But it's that initial, like, those times when we have to show up where we don't know what we're doing half the time, or we are, you know, we don't have the knowledge or the wisdom or the mastery that we may have. And so it can cause a lot of pain because we have to face insecurities or those beliefs that we might be dealing with inside, is what came to my mind mm-hmm. when you said that.
Yeah, definitely.
Mm-hmm. What was the second one you were going to share?
Well, my second thought is I've been learning a lot about receiving lately. And especially we as women, we don't receive enough. We don't allow ourselves to receive enough. We don't allow ourselves to be open to, you know, whether it's receiving from others or whether it's receiving from God, and taking that time. And I realized that for me to be able to show up somewhere, I have to be in a situation where my cup is full enough so that I can be there then to give and to share. I have to take time for myself. And the very most important thing for me is making sure that I'm in tune with God. I'm in tune with what He wants, and that I'm, you know, communicating with Him, feeling His presence, and receiving from Him that love, that warmth, that revelation at times. But whatever it may be, where I'm in a position to receive, if I'm in that position to receive, then I have the courage to show up and to share and to do things, because mentally, emotionally, spiritually, I can do it. Because mm-hmm. I also know that I have God on my side, and I'm not doing it by myself.
It's so true. It's so true. And well, let me go back into my, I just want to see if anybody had anything to share about those few points. I think they're really important. Definitely, Colette, and I'm glad that you shared. And you can just hang out if you want mm-hmm. for another few minutes. We'll probably just go for
minutes,
and if somebody else wants to share, yeah, awesome. And then, you know, I think that, I do think that that's so important to know that we, when we show up, we really are receiving. I mean, that's right. That is really right away what we're doing. And like you said, and so it can challenge us. I know for me, sometimes when I show up and then I'm actively giving, like I said, I'm in service. What I realized even at the quickening is that my space, my value was love. I wanted to hold love throughout the whole thing. And so as I was serving, I was being fed. I was receiving right back, I realized. Because I was aware, I was very conscious of what I was doing when I was serving. And I was giving, but it was like automatic receiving. It was the most amazing thing to have that happen, like for 3 days straight. I was very, very aware of it. And so I think too, becoming more aware, and that's why I love, again, go right back to the values. When we find our value of what we're doing, like for me, I was going to hold love. That was something I was so set in for that 3 days. And for myself, but it was so that because I knew that I had to feel love first for me to hold space for love for others. And I could feel when I was going in and out of that throughout that 3 days, but because I had that intention, it really did allow me to just and show up completely. I was able, for me, as much as I could in that 3 days, I showed up completely for me. And so you're not really having anything taken from you. You really are. It's all like in a space of just complete cycle, complete movement, right? Which is so awesome. Another thing that really quick I wanted to share too is, you know, something that came to me. I know when just doing all this I Love My Body diet stuff the last almost year, and there's so many times where, you know, you act like, even for instance with the show, you know, there's some days where there's just a couple people on, and there's some days where there's tons of people on, and just showing up, it's so easy to see that and get discouraged and see like a lull, right? Like there's just this kind of hanging energy that when you put something out or you actively do something or you are just you, there may not be any kind of response, whether it's, you know, an actual response physically or it's just a response even that you're sensing out in the world. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
that can be very uncomfortable. And I think that stops a lot of people from actively showing up. Don't you agree? Like,
oh, yeah. I definitely. I think we all want some sort of acknowledgement to know that, and be able to put it out. Acknowledgement.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, I know there have been times when I haven't been able to make the show, but I go back and I listen afterwards, and I'm like, oh my gosh, that was exactly what I needed.
Mm-hmm.
But I had a conflict. I had a doctor's appointment. Whatever,
mm-hmm.
couldn't make it. And it was just like, I am so grateful for those times that the shows have been there and you've held that space and put out that message, and because it was exactly what I needed to hear.
Mm-hmm.
So I do love that.
Well, and I appreciate that. And actually, that was what I wanted to end on was, you know, is showing up really, is it benefiting anybody? No, that's what I want to talk about. But there is somebody who's going to share real quick. Let's, I think this is Rebecca, right? Rebecca.
Hi. Hello.
Hi. Hello.
Hey,
I'm so
excited
up.
To talk to you guys.
I know. I love it. Hi. It's been a while. So something that just really hit me when I read this topic this morning, and I reflected back on my experience with the quickening. There were some words that people wrote for me, and it was really hard for me to receive it because I showed up. Mm. I was able to be in that receiving, but I just want to share a couple things that were said. Your vulnerability encourages to be more real. You are brave and open to letting light and radiating it to those around you. One thing that really hit me hard was someone wrote, "You are my hero." I have never had anyone say that to me before. And I got to tell you, if I hadn't shown up, if I hadn't been there for myself, I wouldn't have had that experience. If I wouldn't have been there for others, then it's possible they wouldn't have had the experiences that they've had. So showing up and being there, being present, being, you know, around is very important for yourself and for others.
Hmm. I love that. And Rebecca, I think that that was what I was hoping just to kind of end the show with. Meaning just a last dose of why, like really, why do we show up? And even, because I just think about life. Life is so juicy and so amazing and so wonderful. There is so much amazingness in life. I mean, really, truly, if we just set everything aside and just go, okay, life is something that we can experience, and we look at it as this huge, wonderful experience of joy, of all of the values. We get to experience all of the values in life if we start looking at it like that and seeing how absolutely amazing life is. When we start, our capacity to show up grows. Our capacity to show up grows because we are going to start stepping into the values of life and opening up to how rich and how amazing really life is. And I know that that's what God, I know that, you know, I think about the blessings of this life and this body and all the things we have. And I know God knew, I look at like what I don't know, right? And all the perceptions I have, but I know he's like, he's just sitting there in total confidence, total 100% perfection and confidence saying, just keep going because really this life is the greatest gift I've ever given you. You know, to have this body, to have this experience that you're having in this short period of time of your eternity, that this life is so amazing. And I think it's neat to remember that. And I really wanted to leave this half an hour with us remembering gorgeous, beautiful, wonderful, and amazing and rich this life is. You guys have anything to share? I just left you and Rebecca on. There's some more people on. If anybody wants to share, go for it. But do you guys have any thoughts on that? Just
no,
the awesomeness
I
of life.
Love that. Yeah, I love that. And that, you know, having the experience that we've had this, the last weekend really helped me to to have that desire to be more out there, to be more present, to be to show up. Really, it truly it truly has made a difference in my life, just having that go through my head and the feelings that, gosh, if I hadn't have shown up, how would things have been? I would have been stuck. So I love that. And showing up for ourselves really does make this existence absolutely more aware to me. And I am benefiting more from it because I am here. I'm here and I'm living life.
And we don't have to do it alone. I think that's a beautiful thing, right? Even though there may be some of those lulls that I was just talking about and like Colette was saying, you know, just by following that inspiration and intuition, wanting to live in our values, we really aren't alone ever. We may feel alone at times, but the reality is we're not alone and we don't ever need to do. I really truly believe we don't ever need to do anything alone, ever. I don't think, and that's where, you know, when we think about Christ and he did that, we don't have to ever do that. He did it for us. And I just think that, you know, it just keep stepping in, keep doing these things. And Colette, do you have any final quick thoughts before we get off?
You know, I just love it. I love the summary. I love the fact that by stepping in, that's what we find joy. Ultimate joy comes to us because that's what God wants for us. That's what it's all about. We may feel misery at points, but we have joy greater than we could ever imagine.
I love that. That's what it's about. Show up and get joy, right? Show up just to live life. Just live life. And we need to remind each other of this. That's why we do this call. You know, even if there's just a few people listening, it's worth it because I needed to remember this. Life is worth living. It really is. And there's so many out there that are forgetting that and are not feeling that. And we get to have, this movement is a movement to help people remember that, to help activate love in people and to remember that we can live in joy. But we do have to show up. We do need to show up, whether it's in being or it's in doing. We show up in either of those two things, right? I know. And so just to reiterate, we do have the relaunch of the 3-month program that's starting October 5th. For those that are interested or you know friends that you think would benefit from this, please send them to ilovemybodydiet.com. And under programs, you'll see there's either $75 a month they can pay, which is so inexpensive. They're getting 30 days each month of like tons of exercises, and they're getting a facilitator. They're getting alumni. We call them support angels to step in and support them. There is so much depth and breadth to this program right now that we have. And so if you know of others that are interested, but also if you even want to, if you want to go through, just let us know. You can pop on there. If you have any questions or anything else, or even some ideas of, if you're wanting to even be on the show, please let me know. If you have a topic or subject that you are just burning to share, here we go. Show up. Just show up. Let me know. And, you know, and let's talk about it. Let's get it out there. And this, we have this space right now where we can use this radio show. And it's not just for our good. It's for the whole. It's for every woman and men, too, to utilize this space. So let's use it. Love you guys so much. Thank you so much, Rebecca and Colette, for all your awesome thoughts. And for everyone that's been on, and those that are just popping on, we're just popping off. But we're not doing a show tomorrow. We'll do a show Friday, you guys. Love you so much. Have a wonderful day. Love yourself. Love your body. We'll talk to you soon. Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Bye.